Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Time to get that Last Drop sweatshirt in, Cody. The winter is coming. Winter
it is here.
Near. Yeah.
It is near.
And I don't think I promoted it enough, whatever. But we need to go over. You need to head over to that Tee Public, people, and you need to I think everybody we know got a shirt already. So buy a sweatshirt now. Matter of fact, the holidays are coming in. Cody, tell these motherfuckers to buy some gifts.
Buy some shit.
Yeah, buy some shit. I don't
get some promotion, goddammit.
Yeah, get a nice little mug or whatever. You know, a little coffee. This motherfucker is nice. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, or shit, you have a nice little shirt right here.
Yeah, get
one of those.
I mean, look at the way they did this design. Like, it feels pure.
Exactly. Look at the finish on that right there.
The finish on this is phenomenal. I gotta
look
say.
At the finish on that.
It is great. I drink cranberry juice out of this and liquor. So I don't drink coffee, so cranberry juice and liquor it is, or whatever. I had some really rare scotch last night that people wouldn't tell me what it was. I was like, it was in a flask, and you could tell that shit was scotch because of the color of it. I was like, yeah, it's definitely scotch. And they were just like, it's really rare. I was like, what is it? We don't remember. I was like, oh. Okay, I swear to God, if I pour this flask into a glass and this fireball, I'm gonna fuck somebody up in this goddamn mouth right now. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
I'd have been pissed. She was like, "No, I'm almost certain it's not fireball. It's really rare whiskey," she said. I was like, "Well, it's definitely not bourbon because it doesn't smell like it." So I was like, "This is definitely scotch." So I had something that was really delicious last night that I have no idea what the fuck it was, but I knew the taste of it. So. Even though we're the godfather of whiskey and craft beer, people, this is another month where we're venturing out into something differently. Although we did this last year, I think around in summertime. Could be wrong. I can't remember when we did it. Because I think we combined it. We did tequila and mezcal, if I'm not mistaken. And this month is Cody's month, so it's mezcal month. That's Cody's spirit.
Motherfucking birthday month.
Yeah.
It has arrived.
I see everybody posting these fucking, it's spooky season. Bitch, it's Cody season. What the fuck
it's
you talking
Cody
about?
It's Cody season, motherfucker.
Oh, goddamn season. Spooky season.
It is goddamn Cody season. It is my goddamn month. We're going to drink some fire-ass mezcal this month. We're going to have a great fucking time on this show, and we're going to give the people what they need, what they deserve.
What they need, want, and deserve, whatever. We're going to give them life, okay?
Serenading their ears.
Yeah, like we always do. So turn your headphones up, bitch. Turn them up.
Turn them motherfuckers up.
First of all, it's been spooky season since 2020 hit. So, I mean, do you need any more goddamn months? Shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit, we've had enough spooky season months now, whatever. I don't need no more now. I just want a nice, calm, relaxing, cool drinking month or whatever. That's what we do in Cody season, bitch.
Damn, Cody.
Damn, Cody, you getting old.
I know, I'm getting old. So, hey, 1 year closer to dying, my friend.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Shit, yeah. I sometimes hear death talking to me in my sleep.
Oh, you too, huh?
Yeah. That motherfucker be like, your time is near. And I'd be like, well, hurry the fuck up then.
You know that Grim Reaper meme when he's like knocking on multiple doors?
I hear him on the window all the time.
Yeah, we just a few doors down.
Yeah, just a few more doors down. And he's slow as fuck. It takes him a long time to walk, so... Yeah, but he coming though.
Until then, keep drinking good shit.
Yeah, keep drinking. Like, yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting that right there. Finally.
That's all I'm gonna say right there.
Yeah, I told that motherfucker, speed this shit up, dude. Come on now.
What if you meet him? Turns out he's like George W. Bush from Harold and Kumar.
He gets you high first.
Big time chilling.
Just chilling. Just like, let me tell you something, man. Death is coming.
It turns out that's why all these evil people be living long all the time. Is a Grim Reaper, he just takes too long. He just can't keep up. He's too high all the time.
He's like, God damn, it shows a lot of these evil motherfuckers now, you know? He's like, damn, I can't take my time on this, you know. when it comes to fucking death, and you know, they do this like in TV shows and movies. Death always, or Satan or whatever, it always resembles mm-hmm. something that you know or resemble or love or something like that. I imagine Cody's version of death is going to look like a beer bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Going to have hands and legs and shit like that. And it's going to be like, Cody, come with me. Come on, Cody. And you're going to be like, excuse me. You're going to be like, okay. Big ass beer bottle tells me to come on. All right. And the beer bottle portrays you and be like,
mm-hmm.
didn't they teach you in school never to follow strangers? I assume mine is going to be a whiskey bottle with like woman legs on it and shit. High heels and shit like that. And I go like, ooh. Like, Cody, you see the legs on that? Mm. And by the way, the legs are animated. It's Batgirl's legs.
Of course.
That girl has some legs on her coat. Woo, Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. That girl had legs on her. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say, Cody. They drew her perfectly. Drew her perfectly. But yeah, it is Mezcal month. It is something we're venturing into here. I think I'm going to go on a limb here and say this, whatever. Mezcal, although there is some pretty pricey bottles out there, whatever, this might be the cheapest goddamn spirit out there, Cody.
I think so. I think overall, yeah. Compared to everything else, yeah. I would say so.
I think so. I don't count vodka as a spirit, so people don't chime in.
Well, no, vodka doesn't exist in the world of the last drop. Sorry. Yeah. We will never review a vodka bottle on here, by the way. I'm pretty sure we said that before, but we will
never review vodka. I think we actually agreed to do a seltzer on here more than we did.
Oh, yeah, we'd rather do seltzer than that shit, yeah. Vodka's the absolute fucking worst. I'm sorry. All the vodka aficionados out there, the shit sucks.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible, actually.
Yeah. And our livers only have so much mileage, so I ain't going to be wasting this shit on
vodka. At least with seltzer, there's not much alcohol in that, so I'm not
wasting. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like low. It's like 4% some shit like that. Yeah, so, yeah.
It's really low. But in fact, we probably should pick a month for that, whatever.
Actually, we should. You want to open the year with that, actually?
I was about to say, you want to do January?
Yeah, let's do January.
Let's do January. Man, it's going to be a long-ass time before we get back into whiskey and beer, huh?
Oh, shit, that's right. Hey, show's evolving, man. So.
Yeah, man. So, shit, we're not going to be doing whiskey and beer people till February, so.
Yeah.
And that could be subject to change, so it's TBD.
It could, yeah, to be determined, yeah.
Yeah, we don't talk this offline. We talk it right here on the show and let y'all know.
Exactly, right here on the show. Spontaneous. Spontaneity, goddammit. That's how we do it.
Sometimes we forget shit.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, like that top three we were supposed to do.
yeah, we alcoholics, so, of course we're going to forget shit. That just comes with the course. And we old as fuck, too, so yeah. We got an excuse.
And life has been hard, so
it's been rough as fuck.
Yeah. I was just like we said, we knocking on death door. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Cody brings on here today. I thought I would do a little something simple here because I've been kind of promoting the bottle in a sense, not all year round, but for a few months or so, and I even brought it on here. Mm-hmm. So I thought I would do that bottle here, but there's a lot of news in the sports world today, Cody. A lot of motherfuckers.
There is.
Some of it not too positive.
No, usually it's not, actually.
Yeah.
Usually it's not. Oh, man. Yeah. What did this story drop? Because I guess this dropped like right after we did the show.
Oh, you're probably right.
Huge story.
Bombshell.
Yeah. And I mean, there's layered too. We don't even know all the details yet, but there's more coming out each passing day.
That's kind of why I haven't really talked about some of the deeper stories there, because I just wanted to know more context before we brought it up or whatever. And the Boston Celtics is crumbling.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, you talk about crumbling. Jesus, from the inside. Man, it's just insane just knowing the timeline of all this, especially knowing the factors involved. So I don't know if you want to start it off.
I've been listening to this like daily now, weekly, mm-hmm. just trying to get updated to see if anything happened with the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
I completely forgot that was Ime Udoka's first year. I thought it was like his second or third, to be honest. I was like, damn, that was his first fucking year.
First year head coach, went to the finals his first year. Very impressive.
I mean, super impressive.
Super impressive. You don't see that. I can't remember the last time you saw that. First year coach going to the finals. Fucking WNBA.
Yeah.
I forgot. That was the old girl's name, but yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And they won.
They won the finals, yeah. I mean, Celtics was two games away. I don't think they had a chance or whatever, but I mean, anybody has a fucking chance. I mean, if you're there, you there, you show up and play, whatever. You got a 50-50 chance of winning, whatever. They just needed two more games in their head. But either way, first year coach getting that far. And not only that, knocking out the fucking favorites, Brooklyn Nets in the first fucking round, not just beating them, just swept their asses. And then they went and took on the best player in the NBA. And some people say, oh, they just beat them by like a hair inch or whatever. But a dub's a dub or whatever. And they won that game. So, and then they went to Miami, who had a lot of momentum going into that game. And honestly, probably could have won that game. That was the thing about the Milwaukee Bucks and the Heat or whatever. They could have won that game. They easily could have won that game. But the Celtics, man, they still came through. And then they went against the GOAT team of the year, if you will, whatever. Just got beat. Ime Udoka, if you don't know the story, people. So I guess he was, Cody, correct me if I'm wrong, whatever. At first, I was waiting to hear a scandal, like, oh my God, not another dude. That's fucking, but then I heard it was consensual, and I was just like, oh, okay. I mean, it's not that bad or whatever, really. Then, I mean, other than the whole cheating on
the cheating part, and then there was more news that came out that he made, derogatory is the word for it, but yeah. I guess profane comments to the associate before, prior to the actual affair.
I didn't know he was married to Nia Long, first of all.
Yeah. Well, the funny part is they're not married.
Oh.
They actually been together forever. I think I read something somewhere that they don't care about marriage. It's just a title, so they don't need that to, notify their love, whatever. But yeah. I mean, technically, they are married, but not actually legally married. But
The cheat on Nia Long. I need to see another woman because I got to tell you, Nia Long.
I've seen your echoes. I've seen crazy. You just echo throughout the entirety of the social media.
Cody, what is up with these NBA motherfuckers that always cheat for some downgrade and shit? I mean, granted, I ain't seen this woman yet. I mean, but Nia Long is like people. When me and Cody was growing up, that was like top five. You know, it was like, ooh,
hey, this is not unheard of, sir. You just saw recently, just Adam Levine, Eric Benet back in the day. Jay-Z did it.
Which is crazy.
I know. Fucking Jay-Z of all fucking people.
Jesus. Amazing. She should be cheating on him and we should understand, be like, this I understand,
Jay-Z
girl.
Jay-Z we're talking about, man. Yeah. They had the audacity. That camel looking motherfucker.
I don't know what it is. I mean, Kobe did it too. I mean, why?
Shaq came out and said he did it multiple fucking times. He said he was a serial cheater, and he said that ruined his fucking life.
Shaq had some fine ass girlfriends too, people. I don't know if you remember Shaq's women, and they all were like 5 foot nothing. They all 11 or whatever. I mean, you know he was hurting them and shit like that. Shaq had some fine ass girlfriends, people. If you ever look up his wives and shit like that, he's like, damn, they all are fine. Vanessa, Kobe's
I forgot about that. That's right.
Vanessa, people, I don't know if you know, I mean, she looks great today, but even back then too, when the allegations came out, he cheated on her. And the fucked up thing about the Kobe one is we saw the girl possibly cheating, and we were just like, Kobe, dog.
Yeah, that's usually how it works, is they're always downgrades, usually, yeah.
A generic person like myself want to pull him to the side and not like fanboy over him and get an autograph and talk to him about the game and nothing like that. They want to slap the shit out of him and be like, brother, what the hell was you thinking, bro? Do you not see that? I met Vanessa one time too. Well, I didn't meet her, but I saw her and I just like looked over. We was at a red light in downtown LA, right on Figueroa, I believe, like right by the library area. And I recognized a license plate and I looked over and it was Vanessa and she looked back over and I was just like, the fucking light was red. Red turned green. She drove up. I'm still waiting, sitting there, going like, "Yo, fucking car behind me said, hey, motherfucker, the light is green, bitch." I had to tell him go around. I'm still in the trance right now. Whatever. That. Ooh, man. So, Ime Udoka, you a fucking well. Once again, I ain't seen this woman, but I just found it kind of Look, I don't advocate people cheating on their girls and stuff like that, or whatever, but that's none of my business to know. I don't really care about that or whatever. That's between the man, woman, and maybe the third party involved or whatever, but usually that's between the man and woman, so that's none of my business or whatever. We'll get to it. I was not a fan of how Boston handled this and how they just dropped all this information out on people. I thought it was kind of absurd in a way too. And then he made, which by the way, he did break policy. That is their policy. As far as, and policies are policies. You knew the policy or whatever, and you willing to listen, then fuck it. Then you deserve to get suspended, fired, whatever the fuck the punishment is that they give you. 1 year is a very fucking long time. I just want to know what's the punishment too for the lady involved as well. Because they just seem to just drop all the dirt on this brother. And it, and now people are sitting up here speculating if this dude was like a fucking predator or something like that. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm not a fan of how Boston handled this and talking about like, oh, someone, bitch, he was the one that leaked it. Nobody knew anything about this shit. And don't act like this is the first time that this ain't happened or whatever. I'm sure this is going on in other locations right now at this very moment. They're still doing an investigation, I believe. Ume Udoka has been suspended for about a year, I believe, Cody. Which is crazy because what was the coach name that did way worse and was suspended for the same time amount?
I forgot
his fucking name now.
Fuck.
I mean, this dude was like racist, homophobic. I mean, he was just saying all kind of shit or whatever and stuff, and they suspended him for the same amount. I'm blanking on his fucking name.
Yeah, I don't even remember, man.
How do you feel about this this whole story going on here, Cody? I actually don't even know how to feel, to be honest.
It's insane. I want to know, because shit like this happens all the time in the workplace. I'm sure it's happened plenty of times in the NBA before.
People in my company that are married to each other right now.
I'm sure this is only getting publicity just because of the nature of the business, specifically because of especially the fanfare surrounding the relationship itself, because who he's with and how it went down, especially and all, everything going into it since he's a first year coach, Boston Celtics story franchise. There's a lot that goes into it. Apparently, like the real bad thing is, like, I don't think what he did. As I said, warrants a 1 year suspension. No. Like, you're going to fine him, sure, whatever. But I don't think that, it's fucked up what he did. It's terrible. Yeah, he's a terrible fucking human being. We got that.
Yeah, yeah.
But a 1 year suspension, no. I was wondering what exactly was said, because what was said, that's what's really going into the 1 year suspension and a possible resignation from his job. So I want to know what exactly was said, because even Matt Barnes, he knows more than what everybody else does. He was saying like, "Oh yeah, there's some shit going on. That not everything is out there." So I want to know,
because Matt Barnes put a tweet out saying that basically what I just said right now, Celtics, where they handled it was terrible and stuff. He deleted that tweet and then said, "Never mind. There's probably most shit involved." And it's just like, this is like getting blue balled, Cody, at this point. Whatever. It's like, don't tell me the fucking half of the story, and you can't put names in it. Imagine a girl, she damn near gets naked for you, Cody, and she just says, you just sit there and watch with her, no touch. And it's just like, why would Boston put this news out here or whatever? You know how they could have handled this, Cody? They could have just went like, Ime Udoka, he broke policy, so we're suspending him for a year. Didn't have to bring up shit. We just say all he did was broke company's policy or whatever, didn't have to bring up shit. Doesn't bring up shit. Now, whatever he said, I'm sure was a fucking nightmare, to say the least. I don't know what was said too. And isn't the girl he was sleeping with, is she like married or dating the, like,
I have no idea. Maybe more details came out that I didn't see, but I have no idea.
I don't know if it's a rumor or not.
Ooh, I did hear this though. The woman that he had an affair with, she was the travel arranger. So she arranged not only his, but Neil Long's travel arrangers as well. So he had that shit.
I heard that is
some devious shit, bro.
Yeah. Some
that's crazy.
This dude was fucking around with the right woman and shit like that. You know the fucking part about it? Since they won't say the woman's name too, whatever, it brings every woman into the organization. Is that her? Is that her? Is that her?
Well, it narrows it down too, because there's only so many people who make travel arrangements.
I was gonna say,
within the organization.
And before they did that, though, it felt like that's why they made that statement, or that Boston Celtics press conference where they were talking about, like, the women that were involved with this, you know, that are being blamed for it and stuff like that. It's just like, well, I mean, shit, that's your fault. You should have said the woman's name. Yeah, we know Ime Udoka's name or whatever. So this is going to be a pretty interesting storm going forward. I think their assistant coach now is the head coach at Boston.
I think. Maybe
just for
I heard news about that. I don't know if that's finalized, but I think so.
Okay. If that dude sucks, they're gonna bring Ime back right away.
I don't know, man. Either that, or maybe Brad Stevens will come back into the picture. I know he went to he was a coach before Ime.
Yeah.
Now he went to the operations side of things with the Celtics.
Yeah. Maybe. That's right. You're probably right. So, yeah.
Maybe I he'll guess come back. I don't know if he's up for it. He probably not.
This all depends on what Ime, whatever gets leaked out there. I'm shocked some of the stuff he said.
It's crazy, dude, because Boston's still stacked. They still have a great squad. They can still make a run for the chip. They just added Malcolm Brogdon. Blake Griffin just signed with them. So they have depth. They still have depth. They still got all their players. They still got the main core. They can still make a hell of a run if they wanted to. Ime is not there. So it's
I will say, Ime, I watched the Celtics pretty closely when they were getting close to that NBA playoffs, and Ime's pretty fucking good. He was the motivation.
I thought they were the best team in the playoffs before they got knocked off by the Warriors, of course. I thought they were the best team. That's why I actually picked them.
I think they had the harder schedule, for sure, when it came to East versus West or whatever. I mean, their schedule was pretty fucking stacked. I mean, he was counting them out for a little bit here, but I think Ime was part of that. We always make that joke about Mike McCarthy for the Dallas Cowboys. That motherfucker can't motivate to save his fucking life and shit.
Oh, yeah, Jesus Christ.
But if you heard some of the quotes from, like, the Celtics or whatever, a lot of that was Ime Udoka. Like, the whole, we'll take on the Brooklyn Nets now to knock them out and show them. I mean, this dude, he was a good – well, I guess he was a good talker because clearly he was talking that travel agent into fucking booking different flights and shit like that. I'm curious to watch them this year now.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting year. For sure.
The drama always is when the season's over.
Yeah.
Did you see that DeMar DeRozan interview, by the way?
Oh, I did.
It was damn near finalized, Cody.
Right there, bro. Right there.
I did not know that. I did not know it was like...
Yeah, no, I knew about this. Yeah, I knew about this. Like, when he got traded, there's a story that came out. Last year.
I didn't even know that. I didn't know it was like right, like it was damn near pen on paper. Like,
yeah, this is LeBron's fault. That's what I'm saying. LeBron ain't all shits and giggles with LeBron. LeBron chose fucking Westbrook.
Ooh, man. We could have had fucking DeMar DeRozan. Do you know DeMar DeRozan? Do you know DeMar DeRozan could have been a star here? Instead of the third wheel over there.
And I don't know if you remember in the interview, he mentioned there was a team that gave him like the vet men.
Yeah.
Offer. And I think I know who that team was because there was a game this year. He cooked this fucking team. And I believe that team was the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yes, it was, Cody.
Gave him that vet man. Hey, he cooked these motherfuckers this year.
DeMar was balling in Chicago.
DeMar had damn near MVP. He was a candidate.
Man, he was. I actually favored Chicago Bulls this past year.
Yeah, if they were healthy, so Chicago Bulls could have made a hell of a run.
Oh, unfortunately,
Lonzo lost some issues, but yeah.
Yeah. So when I saw that, I was just like, this motherfucker could have led the Lakers after LeBron left here. This motherfucker is that good.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be AD. It was going to be DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, damn, I count AD. He ain't leading shit.
I'm sorry. AD, I love you, man, but I don't have faith in AD. I'm sorry. I don't anymore. I wish I could. I don't.
I wish I could, too.
I don't. It is a diehard, true Laker fan. It is me. I'm just being fucking real, completely transparent. I don't have faith. First off, I don't have faith in this fucking team this season. I can tell you that right now.
No. I don't think anybody does.
Playing at best. Two, as far as LeBron handing the keys to AD, No. AD is not that dude. He could be if the motherfucker didn't get injured all the time and if he was actually consistent when he came back.
Yeah.
He's not. He's not.
He doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't want to be there. My barber said, you don't think Westbrook's going to be good this year because he's got something to prove? I looked at him and said, have you not been watching his interviews?
I don't think I've ever seen someone's three-point percentage drop so much after a championship run.
I got to tell you.
I think he literally went from like one of the best bigs in the league to one of the worst three-point shooters, period, in the NBA.
I gave the stats a few weeks ago or whatever where I said the brother was shooting in that championship game to 48%, the three-point line. That motherfucker dropped to almost under 20.
And it wasn't like he injured his hand or his arm or some shit. It was always his legs and knees, some shit like that, or his back and some shit like that. Man, nothing to do with arms or hands or wrists or some shit like that.
Remember how dominant he was in the paint, too?
Yeah. I miss 2020 AD.
Yeah, I miss pandemic D.
Yeah, pandemic AD.
Yeah, pandemic D. Yeah, I miss pandemic D, baby. Like, come on. Like he was motivated, man. Do we got to bring another pandemic back to get this motherfucker motivated?
Like, I guess so, yeah, yeah.
Hey,
bring,
man. That,
bring the
that,
black peg back.
Hey, that monkeypox coming through. I mean, that, that's something right there, man. It should be worried or whatever. But damn, I would trade him for DeMar DeRozan, like a motherfucker.
I'm saying, bro, I would trade even an injured ass Lonzo Ball. I would do that trade right now. Give me DeMar DeRozan and Lonzo Ball.
Oh, easily for AD and Westbrook.
I would do that shit straight up. Fuck it, whatever.
Yeah, just take him, shit. We got one more year with Westbrook. Yeah. Where do you see this going, Cody?
Hey, well, it can't be worse than last year, right?
It can be, right?
Yeah.
I would hope not, right? Scottie Pippen Jr. is there. Maybe he can.
Hey, Scottie Pippen Jr. is there. We got Pat Bev. That's going to be at least entertaining. So yeah. We got that at least this year.
Yeah. I think Pat Bev and Scottie Pippen Jr., they'll be the two to look out for. Other than that, I don't really.
Yeah. All these goddamn guards we still fucking have. I'm like, okay, what are we doing?
We just took Dennis Schroeder because he's cheap.
I don't know. We have Kendrick Nunn and fucking Pat Bev. Why do we need Kendrick Nunn? Why do we need fucking, what's his name? Dennis Schroeder. I don't understand that.
Because he was just cheap.
I guess, whatever.
It was like the most waste of money. I was just like,
we need more defensive wings, but I don't know. I guess it's just none out there. So I guess this is why we just Schroeder's out there. He was good, you know, before he started having his contract dispute. Fuck it, whatever, get him. He's probably humble now.
Oh, I'm sure he's very humble now. I'm sure he got that humble pie, Cody. It wasn't blueberry. That's for damn sure. It damn sure wasn't no blueberry apple or anything of that sweet American pie. No. His ass got humbled. You need to do that to Westbrook. Bet it humbles. Oh, it probably would. I don't know. That brother.
He ain't going to be. That's Westbrook, man. That chip on his shoulder is way too fucking big. That shit is the size of Mount fucking Everest, bro. Man, that shit ain't coming over.
That's why he's got to go to a team where there's nobody there. He can be a star.
Yeah, exactly. He don't care about winning fucking shit.
He told us. Literally, he told us in an interview. I don't really care about that. I mean, as long as I could wake up the next morning, I was just like, wait, what? Brother, your job is to play ball or whatever. Your job at the end of the day is to win a championship. Why wouldn't you want a fucking championship? If you played on, think about all the players he's played with, Cody. All the Hall of Famers, too. And he can't win a champ with none of them.
Nope. None of them. And I'm still salty too about the whole Frank Vogel situation, man. He got the short end of the stick.
Oh, I'm totally.
He didn't deserve. Like I like Darvin Ham. I think he's gonna bring some good stuff to the table. Man, Frank Vogel got the that's fucked. I think I did dirty.
That was some.
I'm so mad about that.
That was some Clipper level shit right there. What they did to Doc.
Yeah, they gave him the shitty ass roster that doesn't cater to his fucking sensibilities as a coach. And they're gonna be like, oh, fire. Your fault. Like, what?
And then not only that, he was the only one doing the smartest thing. He benched fucking Russ.
Yeah.
Benched his ass, whatever. And then meanwhile, that's when we really saw prime time Russ.
I'm still salty about that shit, bro. Frankie V should still be the fucking coach for the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
I agree with that. Frankie V was.
I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Frankie V was pretty fucking good for us or whatever. So.
Yeah. Oh, he got his goddamn chip. He got his chip for us.
He was damn good. And he worked well with LeBron and AD. So that was a.
I think that's still the most thing I'm mad about overall.
Yeah, because
Frank Vogel situation.
This expensive motherfucker that we got or whatever that can't play ball for shit right now.
Yeah.
Got rid of our coach.
Yeah.
I just
think about this shit makes me enraged, bro. I'm like legit mad about this shit still. My God, this organization, man, I tell you, bro. Could be worse, I guess. We could be the Clippers.
Yeah, that always is.
Hey, we could have nothing. We could just have, you know, conference finals banners and shit.
But, yeah. We could just be rooting for Kawhi.
Wait for Kawhi to come back. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be back one day. I'm in the lab. And I'm in shape. We ain't going to play again.
Then thinking because Kawhi's there, we're going to win a championship. I mean, that.
It's the same shit everywhere. Oh, Clippers got the most depth. They're the deepest team in the league.
No, they're not.
Watch out. It's going to be the same shit every year. They're going to get knocked out by one of these top-tier teams.
Stop
Warriors, Suns, whoever the fuck else.
Yeah, they. You can compare them to the Brooklyn Nets or whatever. I don't even find
them. Maybe even the Grizzlies.
Maybe the Grizzlies will beat that ass too, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like at this point saying the Brooklyn Nets is a threat. I'm like, yeah, sure they were.
Yeah,
they were.
Yeah, let's see if they gel. Let's see that. Let's see if Ben Simmons does something.
Yep.
That's going to be a deciding factor.
at this point,
because you know Kyrie gonna show up. As much as he does his dumb shit, that motherfucker plays ball every fucking time.
Hell yeah.
Same thing with Kevin Durant. He didn't really show up last season, our last playoff series in the beginning. He fucked up. But Kyrie, he gonna be there. I know that much is for sure. If he has a ball in his hands, he gonna play and he gonna ball. Yeah. You can't say about Kyrie. He gonna post dumb shit. He gonna do his dumb shit outside the court, whatever. And when he's on the court, dude's a fucking bona fide baller, and that's why he's the best skilled at his position of all time. That's why they say he is. That's why he's a hot commodity. That's why I would say I don't give a fuck about his outside antics.
Oh, yeah.
Kyrie on the Lakers, yes, give it to me right fucking now.
He's the second best guard in the league right now.
Yeah,
I would say he's pretty damn good. They always say Westbrook is the hardest working player on the court. Where I was like, nah, it's Kyrie. Kyrie balls his ass off.
Kyrie's a baller. He's a bona fide baller. Say what you will about Kyrie, but one thing you cannot say about him is that he's not a baller.
Put that motherfucker in a hyperbolic time chamber and just wake him up when the season starts.
There you go.
We must release the Kyrie on him. And that's when the Kyrie. And that's when he comes out of the fucking cage or whatever and shit. And he's ready to ball. I mean, shit. That boy can't ball. I mean, I'm telling you right now. There's a lot of people in the Lakers I would trade his ass right now.
Yeah.
He can come on the court too and sage that motherfucker if he wants to.
Yeah, you want to. Yeah.
Do whatever the fuck you want to do.
As long as he shows up there that night in the warm-ups in that jersey, and he balls out. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Literally all I care about. If he's putting up the Alex Jones shit you want.
If you're putting up 24, 26 points a game, you can post two Alex Jones.
I don't give a fuck. Don't care.
Just make sure you show up.
Yes.
And let us know when you don't plan on showing up, please. Mm-hmm. We'd like to know that, Kyrie, please. What a strange individual. But I think Kawhi might be even stranger, to be honest. I don't know what the fuck.
Kawhi's a weird motherfucker. Yeah.
At least Kyrie, we kind of understand what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi, we don't know what the fuck is going on in his head.
I don't really. That whole situation with him in San Antonio, that was weird as fuck, man. Before he got traded to Toronto 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird. That was a weird fucking situation.
I don't know if I would ever want him on my team. Now, that's not to discredit his ball handling, man, but that motherfucker, did you see him when he got injured and he was sitting in that Clippers
stand? He's always fucking injured.
Yeah.
He's like AD. Kawhi's a great fucking player. I'll give him all the props. He did what he had to do in that season he won the chip. They Warriors, they were ding.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't fully loaded. And Toronto went in there and it took care of business the way they were supposed to.
Every time he sits in the crowd, though, that motherfucker looks like he just does not want to fucking be on that team. Like, every time they put the camera on Kawhi when the Clippers was playing, he was just sitting there like.
He's literally a robot. He's not the leader type. He's not really a vocal. Obviously, he's not a vocal leader.
They should put him and KD together.
They should. actually, it really should.
Yeah. No, we don't just put all of them on one team.
Mm-hmm,
weird motherfuckers and shit and just let them. Play ball, see what happens. Got a team. Kawhi, KD, Russell Westbrook, Kyrie.
Oh, my God. Westbrook and KD back together again? Oh, Jesus Christ. I'd love to see the fire.
I think KD would have retired. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I think he was like, hell nah.
And or jump off a rooftop. One or the other.
Oh, anyway. Let's talk about some... hold on. Another sport news too, whatever.
Oh, I was kind of about to get. I think I know what you're about to talk about.
I got two quick ones. Well, the first the first one is about your team. They need to pay that boy. I don't know. Yes. I'm gonna say they need to pay that boy.
Pay that man.
Pay that dude need to get paid. Okay, that dude balling his ass off right now. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Like shit, I'm looking at. You lucky? I ain't a GM. I didn't tamper with his contract. I'd be like, hey boy, come over here real quick. What do you think about this red and gold outfit right quick? That dude need to get paid. Okay, $300 million, that ain't shit. Go ahead and pay that boy. Yeah. I'm telling you this right now, Cody. If y'all don't pay that man, he leaving. And he's a hot commodity right now, too, in a league of needing quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. So that boy need to get paid. Second thing I want to talk about, which correlates with your boy in a way, whatever, because y'all played them, whatever, was the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
At Tua shit, man.
Tua, yeah.
That was
just football is a scary fucking sport, man.
That was scary, Cody.
Yeah, that's why I give everybody who puts on a helmet and goes out on Sunday,
man.
I give them all props. You know, because at any moment, dude, any moment, boom. That's it.
Man, the first thing I thought about was the Bengals quarterback over there and shit. I was just like, I'm kind of shocked this hasn't happened to him because his offensive line is just so fucking terrible. They do not protect him at all. I mean, this dude constantly, like, last season, I think he was sacked like 76 times or something like that or whatever. And I was just like, it's not normal, bro. Like, but when Tua took that hit, that was probably the scariest thing I think I've seen in quite some time in football.
Yeah, and it's crazy because if you watch the replays, it like the impact wasn't hard.
No, it looked like a simple.
It's just the reaction to it, the way his hand started. That was frightening.
That was terrifying.
Like, that was hard to watch. That was really hard to watch.
It's almost like he got paralyzed right in front of us. Yeah. Right? I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, dude, that was gut wrenching. Yeah, just thinking about it, it gives me kind of the shivers. Chills a little bit.
Quite a shame too, because I thought this team, man, they looking so good early in the season. I was like,
AFC North or East? I forgot.
I think it's North.
Yeah, with the name of the Patriots and all that. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's a good division too. And Dolphins, they're balling. Tua's the baller, man.
Man,
he's kind of
playing his ass off. That was good. Hey, I would have named them as a dark horse. They wasn't my picks, or whatever. But they was looking so good. I was like, this is a well-rounded team here. But that shit was scary. And then not only that, too. There's talks now like how the Miami organization handled that in the previous game before. And I was just like, yo, if Miami knew he was fucking injured and sent him out there, yo, that is fucking disgusting. All right. Yeah. Like, that is like fucking disgusting right
there. Yeah. Yeah. They need to do an investigation on Miami.
Yeah. I was going to say, there needs to be a full on
investigation. Yeah. Fuck all this Brett Favre shit going on right now, which is another story.
Yes. This motherfucker, dude. Fuck this dude.
Fuck Brett Favre.
Yeah. Fuck this dude. But yeah, you're right. There needs to be an investigation because that dude's career could be over.
These are careers, man. People are just trying to get their dollar. Just maximize their dog because Tua's name, and they're trying to get to the playoffs and chipping all that. It don't fucking matter. Dude. These are people's lives we're talking about.
Yeah.
And if y'all knew something was going on, he should not have been in that fucking field.
No. They were talking about a back injury. I was like, bitch, that ain't no back injury.
No.
If that is, then his spinal cord shot up to the fucking brain and shut that shit off.
Think motherfuckers need to be incarcerated, interrogated, and probably locked up.
I don't really pray or anything like that, but prayers with Tua right now because fuck, man, that was like one of the nastiest. Like Cody said, it wasn't even that. It didn't even look like that hard of a hit, but it doesn't have to be a hard of a hit. It'd be just one wrong hit, you know?
Yeah.
The next story too, by the way, is Brett Favre, bitch ass. Fuck this dude. Fuck this
Brett Favre. Yeah. Brett Favre is a straight up bitch, man.
Yeah, he's like,
are you trying to play that old good boy kind of mentality? Like, oh my god. Brett Favre, he's so fun, he's so cheery. He came back five times back in the day. He's America's quarterback. He has a heart of a champion.
He's got the spirit of an animal.
Yeah, man, fuck that motherfucker, dude.
What is it with Green Bay's water that corrupts day quarterbacks?
I don't know.
You go play for Green Bay as a quarterback, whatever. You just come out as an asshole somehow.
Man, fuck Brett Favre, bro. Man, that dude could eat a dick.
Brett Favre has done so many fucked up things. His most recent one is he's been stealing from money from fucking...
the underprivileged, basically.
Yeah, basically. First of all, to set up some fucking...
Fucking welfare, man.
To have a volleyball team for his daughter's school.
Knowing this motherfucker is already loaded.
Thank you. First of all, what's so fucked about this story? He didn't think about his daughter. Now, when she goes to school, they probably looking at her like, look at this bitch right here.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck your daddy and fuck you.
He didn't think that shit through, did he?
No, I bet she getting her ass bullied at school right now. If she goes to one of those, they probably looking at her like, let's just say if this was in L.A., somebody beat her ass. Some girls would have found her in that bathroom. I don't know how they get down in Green Bay, but over here in California, over in here in L.A., they'd have took her in that bathroom. They'd have whooped her ass. They'd have been like, hey, bitch, that was my daddy's money.
You know what they need to do? They need to pull his goddamn bus from the Hall of Fame. They need to take that shit away.
Yeah. Well, what's the holdup with that shit, by the way?
Yeah. Ooh. Take that motherfucker. Fuck Brett Favre, bro.
It is crazy because I know people think that like it's become race, but it's funny, whatever. But like Tom Brady can throw tablets and throw bitch fits and shit on the field. Nobody says shit about it. This motherfucker can steal them and nobody, they just say shit, but they don't take away his fucking accolades and shit.
And if you notice, this story didn't get as much publicity on ESPN as the NBA situation. Nope. Hey, barely talk about this shit. Barely.
No. motherfucker, if you're not gonna, if this is not a court trial and you're not gonna release all the facts about the Ime Udoka, then you need to keep that as a company policy thing, whatever and shit. And like I said, he cheated on his wife. He's a scumbag motherfucker for that. But that's none of my goddamn business. And nor do I really give a shit about that or whatever. Okay. Especially when I know the owners, coaches, and everybody else in the fucking league damn near does the same fucking thing. So to me, that really wasn't fucking news. Now, when it comes out to whatever he said that was like, you know, that got a, then that's a whole different fucking story, whatever. But if you're not going to tell us about it and shit and why you got suspended, then I don't need to know the fucking information until you feel the full premise to drop all that information. This fucking Brett Favre shit, that shit ain't getting no coverage at all. Whatever. They act like the Ime Udoka, like he raped this girl or something like that.
Right.
Compared to what fucking Brett Favre did. This piece of shit right here. This fucking piece of shit right here. He looked like shit too, but I'm looking at a photo right now of him. This dude looks fucking horrible. Look like somebody need to beat his ass, honestly.
Brett Favre is straight a bitch.
Yeah. So fuck that dude.
Simple. He's a bitch.
No damn way he got all the fucking money he couldn't afford a fucking volleyball team. How much fucking money does it cost to take a volleyball team?
Exactly, man. Like, come on, bro. Come on, man.
That motherfucker needs to be investigated immediately. And the NFL need to kick his ass out of the Hall of Fame, and ESPN need to cover that shit more or whatever. So, fuck that dude. Tired of all these quarterbacks getting away with shit, whatever. But when it comes to like a Lamar Jackson or something like that, oh my God, he's being so unprofessional and shit like that. It's like, wait, what? I just saw Brady throw a fucking tablet across the fucking room, whatever, and then got in somebody's face and called him a piece of shit. So, like, don't tell me this bullshit, whatever. Like, I wish Brady would call me a piece of shit. Like, I'd have punched him in his fucking face. I'd have been like, yeah, you a piece of shit? Then I'd have shat on him, too. Right in his mouth. I'd have been able to pull my pants down. I'd been like, here you go. I got something for your ass right here.
Oh, I got something for you.
Yeah. If I was on the defensive side or whatever, I'd be like, I'd have been like Adam Sandler in Waterboy when he yelled at that number 22. I'd have been like, yeah, number 12. Coming for your ass now. So, anyway, people, that's all the sports stories for right now. Right now, let's talk some mezcal. I was just showing Cody a bottle that I really wanted. They have it in stock, but I don't want to pay that price for it. That's shit. That's a car payment right there.
For real.
So, what I'm doing something simple today, but something I've been talking about a lot. And I think this is the first time we've done one of these too on the show here. As far as a celebrity pour.
Oh, celebrity pour. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever done one, right?
No, I don't think I have.
All right. Well, then, so we've never done, I mean, unless we count the Steve Austin's broken skull shit.
Oh, well, technically, yeah. I guess in that case, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I'm doing Dos Hombres today.
Dos Hombres. Dos Hombres. Oh, signed.
Yeah, I know. I'm opening this bottle. I'm opening another bottle.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say.
You'd be like, JV, what the fuck wrong with you? Hey, I'm not opening. I just wanted to show this bottle, whatever. Yeah, it's signed by Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston himself. But I will not be opening that. That you see earlier. I already opened this one. So, yeah.
Okay. I was about to say, oh,
you might want to save that. Yeah, this is being saved for when the Breaking Bad 25th anniversary.
Okay. Perfect.
If I'm not mistaken, Dos Hombres, dude, I heard somebody say that stands for like two Breaking Bad buddies or some shit like that.
Nah, right? I think it's just two men or something like that. I forgot what Hombres means.
I think it's just two buddies, right?
Yeah. I forgot what Hombres mean.
Well,
gracias.
Anyway, they have two bottles of Dos Hombres. I showed Cody before we started the other one. That bottle, first of all, I couldn't find it anywhere. It's always out of stock or whatever. And I never knew the price of it. I was, because they never show the price when it's out of stock. So it's in stock now, but it's $350. And I was like, oh, I don't want to pay that for that bottle. Like, what if it tastes like shit? I mean, $350, that's kind of a hard. It's a beautiful looking bottle. But Dos Hombres, Mezcal, celebrity stuff here. This one, this bottle here is $55. I think $55 to $60 is where you'll spend. A little high for some mezcal or whatever, because I know you can get some for like $40 and shit like that, but $60 to me is cheap because I'm cut from the whiskey world. So for mezcal people, they might find that a little like, oh man, I can get much better mezcal for way cheaper than that and stuff. 42% alcohol here. Let me see if I could find that article where it says something about, they're probably just trying to be cute about it and shit like that. So, So there is like mixed reviews on Dos Hombres being a celebrity endorsed. Some say it's really good, while others claim it's too smoky. I've had Dos Hombres a few times. Matter of fact, it's when I go out sometimes at dinner or lunch or whatever, and I see that there. It's kind of my go-to mezcal.
Okay.
Because I know they have it. And I just find it incredibly smooth. I do agree that it's not like the best or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And would I pay $60 for another bottle? Probably not or whatever. I mean,
yeah. just looking on the outside in, I don't think they're going for like an ultra premium mezcal. I think they're just kind of going for like a kind of like an entry level.
Yeah.
Kind of medium palate, just kind of easy going, like you said, smooth kind of drink that's approachable for everybody. I think that's what it's for.
So it's made of Espadin agaves. Okay. And that's coming from San Luis, Mexico.
All right.
And then they use also natural spring water as well, too. So, oh my God, first of all, the smell is always phenomenal. I mean, the smell is just like pretty goddamn good, I must say. Mm. Oh, nose is a little stuffy, people, so bear with me here. Weather finally got back to normal here in California, so or whatever the fuck was going on here. Like I said, $55 for the bottle, which is what I paid. On the nose here, you got that faint hint of citrus, a tad of smoke. It's very smoky when you drink on this. It's got some vanilla in there. Heavy on the vanilla, actually, now that I think about it. Let's get on that drink now. Drink, bitch. Finish is pretty short. It's short, but it's nice, though. It's got that little aftertaste of the smokiness there. It's not really warm at all, which is kind of what I was wanting and expecting. Usually, especially when I'm drinking mezcal, it's got a little bit more smoke and heat, so I kind of want a little bit of warmth on the finish there. Actually, it's pretty mild on the soft and sweetness of it. So I think this is more sweet than it is smokier, to me at least. On the palate, though, it's a very soft mouthfeel. Medium length warmth. But you get the citrus notes of it. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of mint on there too. You taste the vanilla all around, like there. Mm-hmm. And then on the back end of the palate, agave all over. Mm. I would say if you're looking to get into mezcal, this is a great introductory here. I think it has a little bit of everything that you, if you're not into mezcal or whatever, that you want to get into trying. I would say this is a good starter point here. And it's a pretty damn solid good starter point as well, too.
Okay.
It's very smooth. I think you could do this on the rocks or neat, however you prefer. I've had it on the rocks before. Actually, when I had them sign this bottle or whatever, Aaron Paul and them, we poured it and we had it on the rocks. Bryan Cranston, by the way, is the mezcal aficionado.
Oh, yeah?
That motherfucker knows mezcal. I mean, he was blowing my mind when he was talking about it and stuff. It's clear that this is probably one of his visions more so per se over Aaron.
Probably. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he clearly drinks a lot of mezcal. I would say this and the George Clooney one probably are doing the best too. By the way,
yeah, Casamigos.
Yeah, as far as the sales go, well, we know George Clooney's doing well. He sold that shit for like $4 billion.
George Clooney, big chiller.
Yeah, they was like, when you gonna be Batman again? He's like, bitch, what?
Shit.
Doing shit again. I'm about to sit here and fuck supermodels all day. Doing shit. I forgot he sold it for like, I forgot how much. It was a crazy amount of money or whatever.
And I think looked that up.
It was like a crazy. We brought it up on the show like a year ago or something. We was like, fuck, dude, this dude, man. That Casamigos ain't playing. And Casamigos is pretty fucking good, too, Cody. I don't know if you ever had it.
It sold for up to $1 billion. I did have it, yeah, actually. Yeah. Casamigos is actually really good.
It's really fucking good. Yeah. So,
actually good.
He sold it for $1.7 billion.
Up to $1 billion, yeah. $1 billion, yep.
God damn. And he sold it to, was it Nestle or something? It was like some fucking regular ass company.
It's a company called Diageo.
Diageo, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think they make coffee as well.
Or, oh, okay.
So I was like, man. So, and Casamigos is pretty good. I never had the higher end Casamigos, but
Yeah, I think it was an Añejo I had. Mm-hmm. It was good.
It's really good. I had the one in the black bottle. I had it at a bar.
Okay.
I don't know what that one was, whatever and stuff, but that one was fucking fire. So, you know what? The smokiness on here is not really all that like prevalent. It doesn't really like stand out as much. So I could see this being kind of falling more. Well, I wouldn't say falling more, but I could see this almost being remarked as a tequila in some aspects too, especially when it gets on the finish part. Because it's so sweet and smooth. It's like, I'm not sure I expect that from my mezcal, really. Mm. Bet you can make some bomb-ass cocktails, though, with this, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it's a great mixer.
I heard some people saying this was pretty bland or in the mezcal world, and I was just like, oh. You know what? Actually, I can see where the blandness is now. So it like dries up on the top part of your, I don't know what the fuck you call it, the mouth or whatever and shit. It kind of dries up a little bit. And like all the flavors that you taste, whether the citrus, the vanilla, whatever, it kind of just fades away, to be honest, really fast. It's kind of like, eh, all right. Yeah, it's dry. When it dries up on the taste buds or whatever, it doesn't really like leave a lingering effect on there. So you kind of losing the effect of it. And since the finish is just so mild, it's not really... Yeah. Overall, though, I quite enjoy this. I mean, I'm not really blown away or impressed by it, per se. I really want to fucking try the Tobala, which is that 350 one, but I ain't playing that at all or whatever. So the agave, it really fades away. A lot of the flavor notes, it does fade away pretty fast here. But I'm also getting fruit notes too. I'm getting like a little subtle hint of mango. And on the aroma, I'm starting to smell apple too, like roasted apples. Like roasted green apples. Granny's green apples too at that. Color, I mean, it's mezcal, so I mean, you ain't getting shit out of that. So unless it's that mezcal I had last year that was fucking with the buckhorns on it. I mean, other than that, you're not really getting much color. It's clear as fuck. It looks like water down there. Actually, yeah, it really does look like water. I think it's a pretty decent spirit. $60. I would drop it down to like 40, 45. At one point, wasn't it was 40 or 45?
I think so. Yeah.
Because it was cheaper than $55, $60, if I'm not mistaken. So clearly the price went up. Back at $40, I'd probably buy this as a regular everyday spirit to have because it is clean and smooth on the nose and on the palate there. But $60, I mean, I don't think it's as good as the, what was that one I had last year? The El Tenebro, the darker color one, which I think I spent like $79 on there. So for like extra $20, I can get that compared to this one here. You know, the smokiness is so suppressed. It's like, it's kind of savory in a little bit, whatever, but I think that's more of the sweetness, to be honest. Oh man, I'm trying to think where I'm gonna drop this at now at this point, whatever. I thought I had a little bit of a higher rating I was gonna go into this with, but the more I think about it, I go like, eh. I wish I had some ice cubes on me right now, whatever. I drop two up in there real quick, see if that opens up a little bit, but go ahead, pour a little more. You know, did I say fuck Brett Favre already?
Yeah. Well, we said that plenty of times.
Okay. Well, fuck.
We can say it one more time. Fuck Brett Favre.
Fuck Brett Favre. I'm thinking of dropping a 2.5 on this. Maybe a 2.
That sounds about right.
5, yeah.
Sounds about right.
I was thinking more in the 3 range earlier before I started this. Shit, I was like, it might even go 3.5. But now the more I sip on it and think about it, I go like, it's not really high up on that end here. And I'm kind of in the middle between the people that love it and the people that hate it. I'm kind of just like, yeah, it's solid, but it's nothing that I would tell anybody to rush out to. The nose smells pretty fucking good, though. I love, I'm a big fan of roasted apples, though, so.
Mm-hmm.
Anything with apples or cherries in it, I'm all for it. So that's like my fruits right there as far as what I like on the nose or palate per se or anything like that. So 2.5. I'm cool with 2.5. That. 2.5. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Sounds fair.
Yeah. Now, if anybody wants to donate to the Help a Negro Out cause or whatever, and, give me $350 so I can buy this Dos Hombres Tabala, then yeah, I would like that, please, a lot.
And also, if anybody wants to donate to the Help the Other Negro Out fund, please donate $350 or more.
Yeah.
And just, I buy whatever the fuck I want, basically.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there. Thank you.
Thank you. Just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for my PayPal or Venmo.
We'll get that to you. Give you that information.
Probably more Venmo than PayPal.
Or shit, I just give my routing information. You just do that. You just route it over there. Yeah,
too. Whatever. I mean, like Nas said in Brunch on Sunday, check your Zelle account. There's a blessing in it. So
there you go.
Bless me, bitch.
Give me that direct deposit. Yeah, we'll be good to go.
You bless me. That'd be great. Whatever. So yeah, because I'm broke, bitch.
You and I both, my friend.
Holiday time, broke bitch, whatever. So Dos Hombres, Two Amigos. I believe that's what that stands for, or whatever. So
I think hombre means like men. It says men, especially one of a particular type. Whatever the fuck that means, I don't know. Slang for men.
Bottle got two donkeys on it. It's got the agave plant on there. Mezcal artisanal joven. Aaron Paul, Brian Cranston, bottle number 15,242. That's not really all that impressive. Batch number DH23. So great. It's a decent looking bottle. I'm not really like blown away with, I think the only mezcal bottles I'm really blown away with as far as design goes is the one that Cody's had, which was the Del Maggi one. That brand, they tend to
Their labels are great.
Yeah, their labels are fantastic, whatever. Usually when I go down to mezcal aisles or whatever, none of the labels really catch my eye per se as well. But those Del Maggi ones, they stick out like a motherfucker. They got all kinds of types of things going on there. So I dropped 2.5 on this. I think this is solid. It's a good refresher pour. It kind of dries up a little bit, so it loses a little bit of the flavor there. Very sweet and savory on the finish, but it's very short-lived, so it's not really much going for it, per se, other than that. It's not that smoky, which is why I say you could probably mistake this for a tequila, probably. But I enjoy it for what it is. Nothing that I'm crazy about. I'm glad I got a bottle, because I don't plan on buying another bottle, so... got a signed bottle and a regular bottle here. So I'll probably sip on that. Probably make some cocktails towards the end of the month with that or whatever, because I'm sure we're going to wrap up the last week of this month with a mezcal margarita. Because I think that's the only cocktail you can make with mezcal, right? Like, I'm sure you can probably do something else. But mezcal margarita is probably coming towards you at the end of the month as well. $60. I could have sworn this used to be $49, $45, whatever. $49, $45. All day, every day, whatever. $60. I feel like you can get some other ones. I think I saw one of those Del Maggi bottles at like $39 or something like that. It's one of the lower end ones, obviously, because they got like fucking 10 bottles of that brand, to be honest. But I think it was like $39 or $49. It was somewhere in the cheaper end. So I think you probably have better doing with that one, per se, and get a little more interesting design bottle. But no, these dudes, came out and made a good one, whatever. Honestly, I wish I would have had Casamigos with me too, to do a side by side though. If I didn't have my bottle of mezcal for mix and match, I'd probably do it for there, but to each his own, I guess. So that is Dos Hombres, Mr. Williams. Yeah,
there it is. Dos Hombres with the 2.5 opening up mezcal month.
Yeah. So that's not bad. That's a good start.
That's a pretty decent opening. Not bad at all.
I guess we can say first celebrity spirit. Beer's not really a spirit.
First spirit. Yeah.
Yeah. So first celebrity spirit on here. I think we did talk about that one time doing Celebrity Month.
We did, which will probably be next year. Yeah. I'm sure we can fit that in somewhere. Yeah.
That's February then.
There it is.
Have you ever had The Rock's tequila?
No.
No, I haven't had that neither. Whatever. Yeah, I remember it had a lot of buzz around it. I don't hear shit about that thing now.
Yeah, I don't think it's that good, honestly. From what I've heard, I don't, it's all that great. From what I've heard, I haven't tried it, but
I need to get
that's a Tremana, right?
Yeah, Tremana. I'm sure there's like, because there's like so many different brands or whatever version. Like, I'm sure there's like a higher end version of it as well too. Tremana. Let me look that up. Tremana tequila.
I mean, I'll do it for the show. I haven't heard great things about it, but I'll do it for the show. I don't mind that.
The only one I'd probably fuck with right now that I'm looking at is that Anejo.
Yeah. I'm not going to go with anything lower, like Reposado or Blanco and all that shit. No, if I'm going to get one of those brands, it's going to be like Anejo for sure.
Okay, I could totally see. I thought he had a higher end version, but no, it's just Blanco, Reposado, and Anejo.
Yeah, it's just... Basic shit, basically, you know.
I'm good with that, bro. I definitely don't want that then. But Casamigos, shit. I'll look that up, though, definitely. I'd love to get into some of that.
Yeah, like I said, I tried, I think the Black Label, I think that's the Anejo they have. That's the one I tried.
Oh, that's the Anejo one?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I know it's one of those tequilas with additives and shit. I know people, like that's like frowned upon in the tequila community. I'm not like, you know, an aficionado like that. Yeah. So, but I tried it. I thought it was pretty good.
So. Let's see. So, Reposado. Let me see. No. Oh, this is one. Okay. So, it was the one I had was the Joven. It's like that full black.
The Joven. Okay.
The Joven. Yeah.
Gosh. Okay. That's a different one then.
And then the one with the black label that you're talking about is the Anejo one.
That's the one. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, so I guess the one I had is not really black, more like a gray colored bottle, or whatever and shit. Okay. All right. I guess those are the two main ones you need to try out of all of them. But
okay,
I never had the Reposado one. Yeah, 1.75 liter or whatever. You know, another one too is the Michael Jordan tequila. Sin Cora.
Yeah, we should just do those.
I really want to get in that
tequila. That'd be just all tequila. I mean, if you're cool with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Yeah, let's just do The Rocks, Clooney's, Michael Jordan's, and I guess the fourth one.
Man, those high-end Michael Jordan ones, they fucking pricey. Woo! $3,000, $1,000.
Never mind.
The extra Anejo. So the Blanco is $80. The Reposado is $100.
Yeah, his shit is overpriced like a motherfucker, man.
The Anejo is $140, and then what's the difference?
Okay. Is it an extra Anejo?
There is, and that's the one that's like $1,000.
Jesus Christ, that's the jump from $140 to fucking $1,000.
So the Sin Cora Anejo Tequila 750 milliliter, it says $140, which is a lighter color too. But then there's one right below it that says Sin Cora Tequila Anejo, which is 1.75 milliliter, but it's $300. But they're different fucking colors in these photos. All right, so like that dark brown one right there is the one, and you scroll.
Oh.
Then you scroll up right above it, which is an AO2, and that's not that same color. Yeah, I might have to fuck with it. I mean, that bottle is really nice. I'm not gonna lie.
I would probably do that 140 that Anejo. I would probably do that.
All right. Then if you do that one, then I'll do the fucking.
Okay, let me take notes. We know we're gonna forget this shit.
Man, how's the Blanco more than the Reposado?
That'll make no goddamn sense.
Oh, that's a 1.75 milli. Okay, never mind. They have the bigger bottle selections, I guess. Okay,
so
I probably get the Reposado then.
All right, so February, that'll be tequila month, or celebrity tequila month.
Should probably do that in like May.
Or you want to do it later?
Yeah, okay, we'll do it in May. Yeah, we'll do that in May. Because I think July is tequila month. We'll do it in May.
Okay. Perfect.
All
right.
Yeah, let's do it in May to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Perfect.
Mayo. Or we can do it earlier, March, April, whatever.
I don't give a shit.
I really don't give a shit, to be honest.
Either way, it's coming next year, folks.
Yeah, it's coming next year.
Celebrity tequila month.
Celebrity tequila month or whatever. Or we could just say celebrity month. Who gives a shit, to be honest, or whatever? Because Ryan,
I forgot. Reynolds.
Yeah.
He has a gin, right?
Yeah, he has a gin, doesn't he? So
yeah. Okay, yeah. Maybe we'll just do celebrity. We can mix it up. We have to do
what the fuck is the name of his gin, by the way?
It started with an A. I forgot what it is.
Arbition or something like that.
Let me see. Ryan Reynolds gin.
Damn it! Why can't I remember? Aviation or something like that.
It might be aviation.
Aviation.
It yeah, is aviation.
Aviation gin. Yeah. Damn, it's cheap as fuck too.
Yeah. All right.
He's got a On the Rocks Aviation. I don't know what the fuck that mean, but all right. Aviation for a 375 milliliter is only $20. If you want a 1 liter, it's $38.99.
All right. Well, we'll throw that in there too.
And then a 175 milliliter is $50. Shit, just give me the 375. I don't need all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Matter of fact, they got 50 milliliters too for $4. Just give me that one there. I don't need the whole fucking bottle.
Yeah, we're going to do a little taster. Yeah, we're doing this for the show anyway. I don't need no.
Just give me the fucking.
All right, cool.
Celebrity month. You want to do Drake's whiskey too?
No. Sure, why not? If it's priced, I'm only gonna spend so much on that bullshit though. But if it's priced well, then sure.
He got a vodka too. Mm-mm. No, yeah, definitely not. Okay. Yeah, I think it's just called.
I'll do the whiskey.
It's called Virginia Black.
That would make for a fun ass show. I already know.
I told you that whiskey is shit. Okay,
yeah. Bottle's kind of cool though. I like the bottle.
It looks like a nice
bottle. Yeah, cool bottle. All right, $31. Okay, it's not doors, I guess.
This tastes like shit.
I already know this is gonna be fucking awful, but whatever.
It tastes horrible, dude. I think you'd do better with Metallica's liquor, which is the black.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I definitely want to do that Michael Jordan one though.
That one, yeah. Sure. If we do that one, then for sure. Then let me know. Maybe I'll get that. Yeah. Maybe I'll get the $300 one. Maybe I'm thinking about maybe.
All right.
Yeah. If not, then I'll just get the Reposado. Then if you get it, which is damn near almost, which is only $100. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. That's gonna be fun though. Celebrity 30 spirit month.
All right, so we got Michael Jordan now. We got George Clooney for
George Clooney. Week 2. You want to do Ryan Reynolds gin?
We'll do Ryan Reynolds gin. We can end the month with that then. How about that for the third week? Since it's third week is mix and match, whatever, we'll just pick a celebrity one to do then or whatever. So we'll both do the first week Michael Jordan.
All right, Michael Jordan.
Cody will do a Neho. I'll do Reposado, or maybe I'll look to splurge and buy the $300 bottle one or whatever. Then the second week we'll do George Clooney's Casamigos.
Perfect.
Cody can do a Neho. I'll do the Hovind bottle. And then third week we'll mix and match it with whatever celebrities out there that got some. Oh, Snoop Dogg. He has a gin.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So Ryan Reynolds gin, Snoop Dogg gin. All right.
Okay. Yeah. We can do that for mix and match week or whatever. One of us will take Snoop Dogg and one of us take Ryan Reynolds. I mean, shit. All right. Ryan Reynolds one's only third fucking $3.99. Yeah. And then last week we'll fucking find something. I guess we could do like celebrity because they have like wine shit too, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, don't E-40 got a
oh my god, yeah, he does.
Yeah, I think it's called like Earl.
I think it was his champagne I tried years ago.
Yeah,
it was fucking awful. It was the worst thing I've ever tried. It was so bad. I was like, what the hell is this? Oh my god, it was one of the worst things I've ever fucking tried, bro. That shit was bad.
That shit was terrible.
That shit was
awful. The Belial champagne. I forgot. I think that's how you say it or whatever. I think that's Rick Ross's champagne.
Hey, you want to do champagne? We can do that too. That'd be something new. We never done champagne on here.
Okay, yeah, it's the Lux, the Lux Brut. Or hold on, Champagne Blue, the Demi Sec by Luc Belaire. I could have sworn I saw like maybe he just sponsors it or something like that, whatever. But I thought I saw his fucking name on there. I was just like, is that fucking champagne Rick Ross? But when it first came out, whatever, I kept seeing Rick Ross named to it. Maybe he was just doing the remote. Yeah, Rick Ross presents Belaire Rosé Champagne Showers live from Cannes. A favorite of rapper Rick. Okay, it just says a favorite. All right, so I guess it's not his really. That's just the champagne, better known as trying to switch up the rap world bubbly game. All right, never mind. I don't know what the fuck going on. Luke Blair, Champagne, Rick Ross, Blair, the newest kid. Blah, blah, blah. All right, so anyway, fuck it, man. We'll figure something out for that last week. We got months ahead of us anyway, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, people, we're done here. Next week is Cody's week. And then,
damn straight, damn then straight. We, I got a fun one. I got a fun one next week.
I'm excited to see it. Then we got mix and match week. And then we're gonna do some mezcal margaritas at the end of the month, which is great because then we're gonna mezcal margaritas is gonna lead us right into cocktail month.
That's right.
And then right after that, man, we're getting into cognacs and Armagnac.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we're gonna end the year off right.
Yeah, with some
it's going to, hey. December is going to be a hell of a month. I'll tell y'all right now, folks.
Yeah.
Right fucking now.
And you better keep it. I mean, the people are like, why are you talking about December already? It's like, that shit's like right around the corner now at this point.
It's going to be right here, right before you know it.
Yeah. And we're going to be sitting up here saying we don't even have our best and worst stuff put together yet. Yep. So don't worry. Exactly. I'll get working on that one weekend. Yeah, it ain't going to take long. It's only a 10. Mm-hmm. So with that said, people, I am your godfather, Whiskey MJB.
I am the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And we want to thank everybody for tuning in. And you want to head over to TeePublic and you want to buy some of that lovely shirt that Cody Williams over there is wearing. I almost called you Cody Bryant.
I'll take it.
I bet you would take it. It'd be like, son of Cole, Kobe. Hell yeah, you take that shit. Yeah. Daddy. Sister, come here, sister. Big ass motherfucker talking about mama. Mm-hmm. or you can get yourself a nice, lovely little travel.
Yeah, look at that with that nice little finish right there. Look at that.
You know what, Cody? So the pristine. Holiday seasons are coming in right now, and you're about to be traveling. Right. You might as well
get a perfect gift for the folks, for your mom, for your dad, for your significant other, or whoever else it may be.
Or for yourself.
Some nice little mug or a t-shirt or a hoodie or whatever else you see on TeePublic in the Last Drop shop over there.
Yeah.
Head on over to TeePublic.com and get your Last Drop merch.
And I want to see you wearing this shit. Don't send me a photo of you just fucking like it just arrived or it laying on the couch or something like that. Nah, I want to see you wearing the shit.
I want to see you overseas carrying the mug, standing in front of the Eiffel Tower and shit, or the Pyramid of Giza, wherever the fuck, where the fuck you at, Atlantis. I don't give a fuck. I want to see you wearing that shit with the mug, holding that shit up, cheesing like a motherfucker, like
post that shit
across the social medias and then tag us and tag all your friends and shit.
Yeah,
so we get publicity, so we get rich and shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Profit off of you. That's how it works, folks. Yes. We're transparent here.
Yes. We lazy and broke.
Yes. We need money. Yes. We are desperate.
Yes. Give me some money, bitch.
Yes.
So buy a lot of them too, whatever.
Yes.
And you're gonna be traveling soon too, because it's the holiday season. Exactly. So it's the holiday. You might look at your mug, whatever.
Hooking up with your folks, your aunties, your uncles and shit.
Yeah,
you'd be like, what? T-shirt right there. What I say right there in that shirt right there? It's the uncle right here. It's the last drop.
The last drop, yeah.
You got the cookout, you know? You got that loud black uncle?
Yeah.
Who acted fool all the goddamn time?
All the goddamn time, yes. I have that uncle, who manages to get fucked up, but manages to still hold his beer in his hand. So, yeah.
He gets fucked up, but he holds on to
that. He holds on that liquor. My uncle fell on his ass one day, but we all saw behind that table was the bottle up in there. I was just like,
yeah.
He stole from me too, by the way, and then told me about it while I was putting him in the car or whatever. He went, shh, I'm putting the seatbelt on. I'm trying to get this motherfucker in the car for his son to take him home, and this motherfucker shushing me while I'm putting the seatbelt on. He going, shh,
oh my God,
don't tell Jermaine, but pulls out of his pockets two bottles or whatever. He's like, I took these from his staff. And I just looking at him like, I am the man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, bring that junk, uncle, and get you a sweatshirt. Damn it, it's cold in the Midwest.
Right, it's cold. Yeah, it's getting nippy. Winter's approaching. Yeah. Some Game of Thrones shit. So, yeah. Get your hoodies. Get your sweatshirts. Coming. Yeah, get your little coasters and whatever, you know, a little beer, whatever the fuck. Yeah, get all that shit.
Yeah, the koozies, whatever the fuck
they're called. There you go. I forgot the name for a second. But, yeah, get that shit, too.
I got so many goddamn koozies I never use. Yeah, I mean,
same here. I got a bunch here. I'm like, I don't use this. I already put much in the glass, so I was like, I don't bother with it.
When you're at home, don't you put this shit in the glass? Like, I mean, what's
up? I always pour my shit in the glass, yeah.
Same. So, I mean, when I drink beer, I don't drink from the fucking bottle or whatever. So, like, well, I'm thinking, like, what am I doing with all these koozies and shit?
Yeah.
Got a Halloween one.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, as much merch as I want for the last drop, even I don't want a fucking glass drop.
I ain't gonna use that shit. I mean, it'll be there. But,
I was thinking of putting this shit in storage right now. All right, people, we done. We out of here. Thank you for listening. Tune in. We'll be back next week, whatever. And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.